Welcome to the Chelsea Pines Podcast. If you're a real estate human who is ready to show up online with heart and humanity and not hustle and hacks, you've made it to the right place, friends. Let's get into the show. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today we are talking about some major updates from Instagram. And by this time that you're listening, you've probably already heard a bunch of podcasts and seen a bunch of videos about this update. So I'm going to try to bring forth some of the things that maybe weren't as highlighted as much from some of the content that you maybe have already consumed. So I'm going to be reading today from socialmediatoday.com. If you're not familiar with that, we're not sponsored by them, but hey, I'd be totally okay with it. It's a great place to get a lot of your news and updates. A lot of people ask me, how do I stay up to date on all of these social media updates and things that are happening? Socialmediatoday.com is a really great place, a resource that a lot of us in social media look to for all of the updates and information. What I like about this is that it kind of helped me put together all of the different pieces because, surprise, surprise, Instagram, of course, puts things in different informational spots. Number one, they have their Instagram blog. Love their blog. Two, they have Adam Mosseri, who is their, I think their president of the company or their CEO. He also talks about updates. And then there is the creator's account, and that also posted about the updates. So they're not always the exact verbiage. So I like to go through all of these things and tell you what they say. So here we go. Let's dive in. This could be a huge, huge, awesome change for you as a creator because Instagram is updating the feed algorithm to prioritize original and emerging creators. Now, in plain English, what this means is they've made some changes to ranking to make it easier for everyday people who are creating content, who don't have tons of followers, to get seen and sorted and served to people that are already following them, and of course, more importantly, to people that are non-followers. And it's also going to be able to detect if somebody has stolen your content. Now, we're going to get into that now as we start off. And what I want to say is that we've been hearing a lot prior to this, and I don't think I've made a podcast about this. We've been hearing a lot that Adam Mosseri has said, hey, listen, it's not about follower counts. Yes, there's been some reach problems. And so they've been talking about this and addressing this. And every time Adam Mosseri posts something on Instagram, there are so many comments. What about our reach? What about our reach? What about our reach? Yada, yada, yada. So finally, they are addressing this challenge. Now, I personally don't think it's any coincidence that during this time, TikTok is under an order to be banned or sold. So I'm sure that this may have something to do with the timing of that as well, because a lot of people are going to maybe be coming from TikTok and or switching their strategy over to Instagram. And if they're used to an environment like TikTok, an algorithm like TikTok, well, there needs to be some changes. So Instagram announced a major algorithm update, which is designed to help ensure that original content posters get more traction as opposed to people that are reposting their stuff. Now, you may not have had this happen, and I don't mean sharing something into your story. Like if I share my friend's reel because I love it and I share it to my story, that's not what we're talking about here. As you already know, you can't really easily repost anything on Instagram. I think there used to be an app called Regram or something like that, but it's not like I can see somebody's post and decide, I want to post this on my own account and then just share it to my grid. But there are a lot of accounts that get a lot of followers because they reshare other people's stuff, whether they get permission from them, whether they don't get permission from them and then just think, oh, I'll tag them and that's enough, which it's not. And also people who screen record stuff, which, you know, is not very ethically something we'd want to do anyway. So this part possibly may impact us, but a lot of what this is going after is what they call aggregator accounts, which are really large accounts that go find out what's performing, that's going viral, and take that person's content and then post it like as their own content with, you know, an attempt, if you will, if they're even trying to give somebody to tag them and say that this is from them. And it even says, like, you might have even seen, oh, we do not claim copyright. Please comment or DM us to remove or credit, something like that. So it's also, the idea is to give smaller accounts more opportunity. This is the cool thing about TikTok is that their algorithm really gave everybody a chance. It didn't matter if you had a lot of followers, and that hasn't been the case in Instagram. And that's what Adam Mosseri said in his video. He's like, hey, we haven't really done a good job here. We've been rewarding the bigger accounts, even though I feel like they've been saying for a long time they've been changing that. But here we are in 2024 and they said it again. So this aligns with their broader push to enhance its connection with creators. And it could also impact some posting strategies depending on how exactly it's implemented. This is what the article says. Now, the update consists of four key elements. Number one is removing these aggregator accounts from recommendations. So we know that there is a recommendation algorithm that is pushing out content that you are seeing in your Reels feed and also in your main home feed. So basically, your Reels feed is all recommendations. Your home feed is about 50-50. That's the latest stat from Mark Zuckerberg, is 50% of the stuff that you are seeing in your home feed that you open up for people that you expect to see, people you are following, you are seeing 50% of accounts that you're following and 50% of content from accounts that you do not follow that it thinks you might be interested in. And of course, ads. So it's probably not a total 50-50. It's like split three ways probably. Okay, so first off, Instagram is looking to disincentivize aggregator accounts by removing them from its recommendation. It's not saying it's removing them. It's not saying it's doing away with aggregator accounts. So meme accounts and accounts that repost viral stuff. Like there's this account that I know of that reposts like or posts all these really great animal, like cute dog things that have gone viral. That's an aggregator account. And we're going to get into a little bit more definition as I read on here. So they're not going to remove them. They're just not going to place that content in the recommendation feed areas like explore or the recommended feeds or as a recommendation. You can still follow them. You can still see their content if you're following them, but that's what it's doing. It's giving more opportunity for us to be found versus those accounts. And it says, quote, in the coming months, accounts that repeatedly 10 or more times in the last 30 days, 10 or more times in the last 30 days, post content from other Instagram users that they didn't create or enhance in a material way, we'll get to that, will not be shown in surfaces where we recommend content. So what they're saying is that this is not happening right now. In the coming months, accounts that do this 10 times or more, so you've got like a 30-day time period, if they get hit like 9, 10 times and they're tagged with this from Instagram's algorithm, and they didn't enhance somebody's content or change it enough, they're not going to recommend that content. It doesn't mean they're going to take it down. It doesn't say that they're going to take it down, but they're just not going to recommend it. And it says that this is a really big move considering that the traction that aggregator accounts get in the app. On every social app, these accounts often have huge reach and engagement. So it's going to be interesting to see how this will impact them and also the everyday creator. It also goes on to say that those aggregator accounts that have been detected, so it says detected, so they must have some sort of algorithmic, you know, behind the scenes sort of thing going on, they will become eligible for recommendations again after 30 days have passed since the last time they posted unoriginal content. So once they get tagged for that 10 times or more, those 10 strikes, which is kind of a lot if you ask me, but anyway, 10 strikes, they have to wait a 30-day time period, and then they'll be able to start over again and hopefully won't get themselves in trouble. And then accounts can check on this in their account status overview. So in your settings of your Instagram account, you have something called account status overview that will tell you if you are sort of in trouble with Instagram and what to do about it. Now, the only exception to this is publishers that have licensing agreements or explicit permissions from content creators. I'm not exactly sure how they're going to prove that. Maybe it's with like through collaboration, like the collaboration tag, that sort of thing. I often get where I'm talking about things that I like to use and it's not sponsored. And it will give me this message. It says, this seems like sponsored content. And I'm like, it's not. It's not. Anyway, so that's what's happening. And the first one is they are removing these big accounts from recommendations, but not removing them altogether. Number two, by the way, that's not, I don't think anybody listening to this would be considered an aggregator account. So I think we're safe there. Number two, which I think is really cool, is they're adding labels to reposted content. That is going to be really awesome. It's going to be proactively redirecting users towards the original creator of the content automatically, which is so cool. So in this image that they're showing, they have three different little pop-ups. The first one says, we are recommending your reel instead of others that feature your original content. Love that. We love that. Then it also has one example that says more people might start seeing this reel because it's the original. And then in the notifications, it says a reel by blank gives you credit for the original content. So I love that. That's really awesome. So Instagram is going to detect that you are the original creator of a post, and it will look to drive more traffic to your upload as opposed to reposts of the same stuff. And that could really provide a major boost for the original creators because a lot of virality comes from other accounts reposting this stuff. So we'll see how that actually works. I think that would be really cool. Now, the question that I have is, I'm not exactly sure what is going to constitute, like how much do you have to change somebody's content? And they do give a few little tips in the next paragraph, but that's the part that is like, okay, wait, if somebody says the exact same script, but there's a different video and they're doing something different in it, would that be the same? I don't know. So we'll have to see exactly how that works. And then what it's going to go further is replace reposts with original content in recommendations. So how is that different than the second one? Number two was adding labels. So number one, they're going to inform people, hey, this is the actual original content creator. Number three is they're also going to take out those reposts in the recommendations feed, and they're just going to put yours in there so that there's no middle person. And then it says, similar to the first point, Instagram will also now look to highlight more original content in recommendations by switching out reposts with the original. Now, they keep saying recommendations. So what this tells me is that, again, new followers. I don't see anything in this article that states that it's going to impact how your current community sees anything. It keeps referencing recommendations, which by nature, a recommendation is people that don't follow you. A friend of the show, Jen's Trends, Jen Herman, has a really great video too, where she talks about the specificity of that these changes are for non-followers. And I would say that seems, you know, to be the case here on, in this article, because it keeps mentioning recommendations. Now, I personally got a little bit confused when I read the creator's post because it said whether or not they follow you, which means they could follow you or they could not. So I don't exactly know if it's only non-followers, but they do keep saying recommendations. To read on, the quote says, when we find two or more identical pieces of content on Instagram, we will only recommend the original one. This means the original content will directly replace the reposted content in recommendations. Awesome. We love that. And then it clarifies, this will not happen if the repost is altered in a significant way, quote, in a significant way. And they give an example. For instance, if it's materially edited to become a meme, a parody compilation, narrated with a new voiceover, or remixed to express a reaction. Does this mean if someone that sees your content and they, you know, rip off your script word for word, that they're going to get shut down? Maybe. I don't know. But also for those of you who are doing parodies, you don't have to worry about it because that's like a material change. So this should be interesting to see what happens. It says they'll only take this approach, quote, when the original content is relatively new. When it's relatively new, what that tells me is they're not going to go back and say, hey, you ripped this person's content off. Or maybe 6 months later, if somebody decides to rip it off. So I don't know. I don't know exactly what that means, but I thought that was interesting that it says when the original content is relatively new. What the heck is relatively new? Is that a day? Is that a week? Is that a month? Is that 90 days? I don't know, but I thought that was interesting. And then last but not least, smaller creators are going to get more distribution. Yay! We're so excited for this. We love this. Guess what? TikTok made this a thing. Instagram is looking to shine a spotlight on smaller, newer accounts. Now, this is the interesting part. It does say newer. Well, what about all the smaller, older accounts? Maybe that's because they know a lot of people might be coming over from TikTok and they're going to be newer accounts. Hopefully this also applies to smaller, older accounts, not just newer accounts. Now, quote, it says, historically, because of how we've ranked content, creators with large followings and aggregators of reposted content have gotten more reach and recommendations than smaller original content creators. We think it's important to correct this to give all creators a more equal chance of breaking through to new audiences. So this approach is going to show that all new content will get more initial reach with the posts that see the most engagement in that initial test audience, then getting more distribution. And this is pretty much how it's worked. You know, they send your content out to get tested. And if those people engage with it, they send it out to a broader audience. And in the imagery that they share, they kind of show how they do this audience matching. First, their algorithm looks at the content and kind of categorizes it based on, is this comedy? Is this education? Is this about technology? And then it shows it to people that are interested in that. And then it will show it to, if people engage with it, it'll show it to another group of non-followers that are people who maybe like something kind of related to that. So maybe if your thing is about cooking, maybe they'll also show it to people who are interested in more in like veganism or gluten-free baking or something like that. And then it will continue to go from there. So I think it's going to be really interesting. I'm super excited that they're doing this. I kind of already thought they were doing some of this as far as helping the original creators and the smaller creators, because that's what they said they were doing. But it looks like we have some more things to potentially celebrate in the upcoming months here. Now, again, it says it's rolling out in the upcoming months, and this is really more for new content that you're creating, not going retroactive back in time. So let me know your thoughts. I'd love to hear from you. And if you're struggling with content to post on Instagram that connects and converts, I highly recommend that you download my brand new 50-page free content concepts guide. You can grab that information in the show notes, or you can go over to my Instagram, which is chelsea.pites. It's P-E-I-T-Z, and click the link in bio. You can also go to chelseapites.com and go to my free resources page. So thanks for listening. And until next time, we'll see you then. Bye. That's all for today's show, friends. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, I'd love to connect with you on the gram. You can find me at chelsea.pites. And don't forget to grab all of the free goodies, link in bio.